Start your day with remembrance of us all.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim Bismillahi rahmani rahim As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram Oh Allah Azza wa Jal Open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا 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 أهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You are watching the Early Echo. In today's episode and program, we are going to be discussing the excellence of the third Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the full blessings of this great personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, dear viewers, inshallah, we have a very beautiful and enlightening discussion right here as we go along in our program. But as per routine, we listen to the virtues of Durood-e Paak, thereafter, Kalam and Naat. Make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla for all the blessings which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings of Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here is a beautiful narration with regards to Durood-e Paak as Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Hasan Bistami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla to see Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Salih Muazzin in my dream. He says, I pray to Allah to see him in my dream. My prayer was answered and I saw him in my dream in a very excellent and good condition. I inquired him, O Abu Salih, tell me something about you. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, replied, I would have been destroyed if I had not recited salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in abundance. Allahu Akbar. It is through the blessings of Durood-e Paak, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is through the virtues of sending salat and salams upon our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives and pardons our sins, as the poet says so beautifully. He says,
Mere amal ka badla to jahannam hi tha मैं तो जाता मुझे सरकार ने जाने न दिया मैं तो जाता मुझे सरकार ने जाने न दिया
सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इंशाल्लाह फॉर नाउ वी आर गोना ब्रेक फॉर ए ब्यूटीफुल Kalam and lighten our hearts with Zikri Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we do return, inshallah azza wa jalla, let's make this good and pure intention for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla that we would listen to the virtues and blessings of this great personality in Islam who is the compiler of the Holy Quran Pak, Jami'ul Quran, Kamilil Hayai wal Iman, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We would listen to his fadail and virtues. Stay tuned with us till the end of our episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों ये एक जान क्या है अगर हो करोड़ों तेरे नाम पर सबको वारा करूं मैं आप पर कुर्बान मेरी जान या रसूल अल्लाह
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم سرکار کے گدا ہے کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم ہے لب پر جاری قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم ہے لب پر جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور ہو گئے صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلو جا ہے شان تمہاری ہے
وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں ان کی کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے سے اپنی جاری
نبی بھیجا ہے صدقے نبی بھیجا ہے واری نبی بھیجا ہے صدقے نبی بھیجا ہے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
سارے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلوں جانے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث البارہ کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث البارہ کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ آقا محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن یہ جانی ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی بھیجا ہے صدقے نبی بھیجا ہے
آقا
نبی بھیجا ہے صدقے نبی بھیجا ہے
آقا آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ
آقا
فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ
آقا
ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی بھیجا ہے صدقے نبی بھیجا ہے
واری
نبی بھیجا ہے صدقے نبی بھیجا ہے
واری
کیا بات ہے مدینہ کی سبحان اللہ جی ویورز آف مدینہ چینل وی ہوپ دیٹ یو ہیو انجوائڈ دس بیوٹیفل کلام سبحان اللہ ان دا پریزز آف اور بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایک میں نہیں ان پر قربان زمانہ ہے ایک میں ہی نہیں ان پر قربان زمانہ ہے جو رب دو عالم کا محبوب یگانہ ہے انڈیڈ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدینہ چینل Subhanallah, it is the amazing personality of our Aqa and our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This entire universe is sacrificed at his blessed feet, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Here, inshallah, Zawajalla, I'm presenting this amazing parable with this niyyah that inshallah, Zawajalla, for those who are listening to this, would convey this message to others as well. See the respect, honor, the muhabba and love between the companions. Look at how they would praise one another and how they would love and respect each another. It is reported that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an and Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani were one day very busy doing some work instructed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the meantime, Salatul Asr drew near. So Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu asked Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu to lead the salah. Upon that, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu said, "You are more deserving than me, Allahu Akbar. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you preference over others and appreciated you." Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu replied, "I would not lead because I have heard the holiest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, how excellent Uthman is, radiyallahu an. He is my son-in-law and husband of my two daughters. Allah azza wa jalla has gathered my noor, yani my light in him. Subhanallah." Upon this, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani, radiyallahu anhu said, "I would not lead the salah because I have heard the holiest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah azza wa jalla has completed Islam with Umar." Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu said, "I would not lead the salah because I have heard the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, even the angels feel shy before Uthman radiyallahu anhu." Subhanallah. Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu then stated, "I would not lead the salah because I have heard the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah has accomplished the deen by Umar and honored the Muslims." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, I would not lead the salah because I have heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Uthman will collect the glorious Quran and he is the beloved of Rahman Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madari channel, upon this, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu said, I would not lead the salah because I have heard the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying how excellent Umar is. He looks after the widows and orphans. Allahu Akbar. He feeds them when people are asleep, when they are resting. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said, I would also not lead the salah because I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah azza wa jalla has granted forgiveness to Uthman who prepared the army of Jaishul Usra. Yani Ghazwa-i Tabuk. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu said, I would not lead the salah because I have heard the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicating in this way, O Allah azza wa jalla, grant us dignity by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an. And the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named you Farooq, and Allah azza wa jalla has distinguished between truth and falsehood by you. When this discussion was happening between both these companions, the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about this conversation, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed for both of them and appreciated their courtesy and excellent manner. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. Through this impressive and beautiful and amazing parable, we have learned the deep passion of mutual respect and reverence these companions had for each another. We have also come to know about the highly exalted rank and status of Farooq Azam radiallahu an and Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Further, we have also come to know and obtain this great Madani pearl that when the blessed companions show respect and reverence towards one another, Allahu Akbar, towards their ranks, towards their status, then we should also propagate the glory and the eminence of the blessed Sahaba alayhi muridwan. Not only must we show our devotional love towards them in our hearts, but it also teaches us that we should let our children know. We should teach this to our kids, to our children, about the eminence and respect and dignity of these companions. One of the best sources of this is to tell the parable and the stories of the blessed Sahaba alayhi muridwan to our children. There's no doubt in this, dear viewers. Tell them their life story, their biography, their sacrifices for Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the quality of the companions alayhi muridwan, this quality of sacrificing, this quality of loving the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you focus for a moment, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu is honored to trace his lineage back to the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the fifth descendant by Hadrat Sayyidina Abde Manaf radiallahu anhu. Thus, after Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani traces his lineage back to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by just five descendants. So in this way here, he is related to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, in the pre-Islamic era of, yani in the time of ignorance, the kunniya, the patronymic appellation of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani was Abu Amr. And later on, when he radiallahu anhu got married to the blessed daughters of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ruqayya, and Allah azza wa jalla blessed them with a luminous son, namely Sayyidina Abdullah. Thus, Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu had the kunniya, the appellation of Abu Abdullah, after the name of his blessed son. Both patronymic appellations are famous, but Abu Amr is mostly known, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. So he had been honored to marry the two daughters of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a beautiful Madani Guldasta for the viewers, inshallah. Please listen to this Madani pearl. When we do return, we will continue reciting and explain to the viewers, inshallah, zawajalla, the great eminence and dignity of Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala was humbled to the extent that whenever he would wake up for Salah of Tahajjud at night, he would himself arrange water for performing wuzu if no one was awake. He would never disturb anyone's sleep for his personal cause. Therefore, whenever Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu would gather for offering the Salah of Tahajjud at night, he would himself arrange water for performing the wuzu. When it was asked, "Why do you bother yourself? Let your servant do it for you," he replied, "No, the night is theirs, it is for their rest." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us wisdom of Islam. May Allah grant us blessings of Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us knowledge of Islam. At the same time, we are reaping the blessings of the third Khalifa in Islam, Uthman Ghani radiallahu an, speaking about his titles, about his blessings. And the title which we are discussing is Jami'ul Qur'an. The compiler of the glorious Qur'an Pak. Remember, one of the remarkable titles against the magnificent service of compiling and safeguarding the glorious Qur'an Pak is Jami'ul Qur'an. Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu an, Faruqi Azam radiallahu an had collected the manuscripts of the glorious Qur'an Pak from various places during his period of ruling. But still, three types of activities were left to be carried out. So first of all, one of the things which was very important was that the text was to be copied into one manuscript, then sending all those copies of the same manuscript to all the big cities of the Islamic countries, and lastly, was to instruct all to recite in the accent of the Quraysh. So Allah Azza wa Jalla chose Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu to carry out these blessed actions and the compilation of the glorious Qur'an Pak was accomplished according to the divine pledge. So, dear viewers of Madini channel, it is for this reason Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu is called Jami'ul Qur'an, the compiler of the Holy Qur'an Pak. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the full blessings of this personality. Further on, we are now discussing his title. And dear viewers of Madini channel, this is a very beautiful one. Mujahizu Jayshil Usra. What is this title? You would hear this when the Imam on a Friday, when taking the names of the four Khulafa, he would take the name of Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Wa'ala Jami'ul Qur'an, Kamilil Hayai wal Iman. Mujahizu Jayshil Usrati. Subhanallah. This refers to the helper of the army. The Islamic army, which was prepared on the occasion of the expedition of Tabuk, is called Jayshul Usra, because the army set out during the hard time of the scorching summer season of the Arabia. So the location was also miles away, and Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu an had served the army. In fact, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu has narrated, "I was present in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was motivating the blessed companions alayhi muridwan for the battle of Tabuk. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu stood up and said, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I take it upon myself to donate 100 camels along with saddles and other related provisions.'" Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then resumed his inspirational efforts for motivating the companions. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu stood up again for the second time and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I bear the responsibility of contributing 200 camels with all the provisions." Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then resumed his motivational efforts once again for the third time. His Eminence Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu stood up once again and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I take the responsibility of donating 300 camels along with all the provisions." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, do you know the narrator has further reported, "I saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this. He sallam came down from his Nurani pulpit and declared twice, 'From today, whatever Uthman radiallahu anhu does, he will not be held accountable.'" Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this shows us the intention Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu had. In fact, if you open the commentaries of this beautiful narration, you would learn that though his pledge was 100 200 and 300. That adds up to 600 in total. Allahu Akbar. But when time came to donate, dear viewers of Madani channel, he radiallahu anhu had donated 950 camels. Subhanallah. 50 horses. There are such donors out there who pledged when it is time to pledge. But when it comes time to give, when the time comes to put your hands into the pocket and really give in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that is the time many people are tested. Some people may pledge to build a jami'a, some may pledge to build the masjid, some may pledge to build a madrasa, some may pledge to dig up a well in a poor area. People do pledges with good intentions, and may Allah grant them istiqama. For those who don't really mean it, may Allah guide them. But for those who mean it, may Allah bless you. And for those who mean it, but when time comes, step back. Allahu Akbar. Learn from this beautiful parable, dear viewers of Madani channel. Look at the generosity of Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. As I'm saying, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated that when time really came to give, 950 camels, 50 horses, 1,000 gold coins, and later on he gave another 10,000 ashrafis. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us through the blessings of the sakhawat and generosity of His Eminence, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Why is he called Sahibul Hijratain? Let's go through this as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We are talking about this great, handsome, fragrant companion of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has so many titles, dear viewers. But let's go through them very quickly. His Eminence Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu used to spend abundance of his wealth for the propagation of Dine Islam. No doubt about this. Similarly, he never lagged behind to present himself for Dini services. He radiallahu anhu embraced Islam in its early days. He radiallahu anhu is also known as Sahibul Hijratain. Why? For he radiallahu anhu had migrated twice. Firstly, he migrated to Habsha, which is Ethiopia, and then he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. So here radiallahu anhu for this reason is called Sahibul Hijratain. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the blessings of Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. And aside from this, dear viewers of Madini channel, if you have to look at the seerah of Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu in the light of the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he radiallahu anhu is also regarded amongst those fortunate people who had been conveyed with the glad tidings by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of paradise. Allahu Akbar. And sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu called him to be his heavenly companion. Sometimes he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conferred upon him the title of a perfect modest person. Why should we not speak about his personality? Why should we not remember his fragrant personality? Why should we not ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive our sins through the blessings of His Eminence Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu in the light of hadith? Listen, dear viewers, it has been stated, Uthman radiallahu anhu is from me and I am from Uthman radiallahu anhu. Hi, hi, hi. In one narration, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, every prophet has a companion, and my companion in Jannah is Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. In a hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, by the intercession of Uthman radiallahu anhu, 70,000 people will enter Jannah without accountability, upon whom hell would have been binding. Allahu Akbar. This is the dignity, the status and the martaba which Allah has given to Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Look at his modesty. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said about the sharm wa haya of Usman Ghani. He says, modesty is from Iman, and the most genuinely modest one from my ummah is Uthman radiallahu anhu. The foundation of modesty on which Iman is based upon was laid by Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. And even the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to feel shy from Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu. He radiallahu anhu was a man of distinctive characteristics. He was even far away from the evils during the pre-Islamic period of ignorance, dear viewers Allahu Akbar. Commenting on his own incredible qualities, Sayyidina Uthmani Ghani radiallahu anhu relates and said, I have neither sung any useless poetry songs, or no wish to ever do that. I never desire to ever sing and recite poetry and all of that. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, I have neither done that in the pre-Islamic era of the ignorance, and neither after embracing Islam, the right hand by which I took bay'ah, I pledged in the blessed hands of Rasulullah SAW, I have never touched my private area with the same hand. Respect for touching the hands of Rasulullah SAW. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is Usman. He radiallahu anhu further states, I fold my hands and limbs due to being shy of Allah Azza wa Jalla when I take a ritual bath in an enclosed room. Now this is something unusual, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He would even feel shy behind the shut doors, even if he was in an enclosed place. A private place, his haya and sharam and modesty would not leave him. He would feel shy from Allah and the angels, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. This was the modesty of Sayyidina Uthmani Ghani radiallahu anhu, whereas the miserable state of our immodesty and shamelessness is that sometimes people watch obscene scenes with keen interest when alone or with the whole family. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins, dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to feel the pain of others, to partake in their pain, to assist them when they need help. There are so many beautiful ahadith to motivate us. Whoever removes one of the troubles of a true Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove one of his trouble on the day of judgment. The hadith goes on to say, whoever elevates the poverty of a penniless person, whoever provides the poor with comfort in the world, Allah will provide him with ease in the world and hereafter. Whoever keeps the secret of a Muslim in the world, Allah will keep his secret in the world and in the hereafter. And Allah Azza wa Jalla continues to help his bondsman as long as the bondsman continues to help his brother. This hadith can be found in Sahih al-Muslim, dear viewers of Madani Channel. How motivational is this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Rahmah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever walks to fulfill the needs of his brother, this is better for him than performing i'tikaf for 10 years. And whoever performs the i'tikaf for one day, seeking Allah's pleasure, Allah separates him from hell with three ditches. The distance between two ditches out of them is greater than that between the east and west. This is the hadith of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla privilege us to look after our Muslim brothers and remove their difficulties. Inshallah azza wa jalla, let's hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Let's keep making this dua and let's keep seeking forgiveness and making abundance of istighfar in his bargah. Let's remember whatever was discussed in today's program. For the sake of Allah, convey this to others as well, so that you may attain and earn the full reward of this. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah.